It has been 70 years since D-Day, and the world is remembering the Allied invasion that freed Europe from the grip of the Nazis in World War II. We'll hear about the commemorations, and we'll look back with some veterans in this part of the program. We'll hear first from Normandy in France. That's where leaders from 19 countries gathered today, President Obama among them. They remembered the sacrifice made by the tens of thousands of young servicemen. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley was there.
Fighter jets flying in the missing man formation pierced the blue skies over Omaha Beach. High on a cliff above is the American Cemetery, the final resting place for 14,387 American soldiers who stormed these beaches on June 6th and landed in the weeks that followed. President Obama paid tribute to their sacrifice to free a people they didn't even know from tyranny.
We tell this story to bear what witness we can to what happened when the boys from America reached Omaha Beach. By daybreak, blood soaked the water. Bombs broke the sky.
More than 1,000 veterans who took part in the Normandy invasion showed up for the stirring ceremony among the rows of white crosses on the bluff. 88-year-old veteran Daniel Jarzynski says he landed on Omaha Beach at 10 in the morning on June 6th, but he chokes up when he talks about those he calls the real heroes.
The heroes are those white crosses. I'm sorry. Those white crosses are the heroes. I got 2 silver stars, but they don't mean a thing. Those white crosses.
Another international ceremony took place on a wide Normandy beach at low tide. 19 world leaders attended, including Queen Elizabeth of England. A band played iconic British war song, It's a Long Way to Tipperary, as she walked up the red carpet. A stern-faced President Vladimir Putin was also there. Russia played an enormous role in defeating the Nazis, losing nearly 9 million soldiers. It was the first time Putin has come face-to-face with President Obama since annexing Crimea. But tensions over Ukraine were set aside today. Despite the high-powered presence, the stars of this 70th anniversary are the returning veterans. All week long, they've been honored as guests in celebrations in villages along the coast.
Thank you.
Locals crowd around them wanting pictures, autographs, and stories.
I'm Charles E. Wilson, and I was D-Day Normandy here 70 years ago. And this is my first time back in 70 years. I was scared to death.
It's also W.T. McBride's first time back.
Does it feel strange being photographed like superstars?
It does. It's felt strange all day, really. I mean, every time we stop, we just get surrounded. People thanking us and taking pictures of us and everything.
One of them is 63-year-old Parisian Pierre Lamy. He says he drives up for the D-Day anniversary every year and will come as long as he can walk. We owe them everything, he says, and we'll never forget them. 92-year-old Jack Schlegel knows that. He parachuted in with the 82nd Airborne, and now he has a street named after him.
Many, many years later, the mayor of Picquevel says, Jacques, we must name a road after you. So now, for the last 40 years, there is a Chemin Jacques Schlegel 508 82nd.
This year, the reunion between the people of Normandy and their aging liberators is ever more poignant, as it may be one of their last. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Normandy.